We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Doing it all is somebody's going to get a shot to do it all is the incoming governor of the state of Connecticut, Joe.
Yes, the governor-elect, Ned Lamont, is with us on the phone. Happy New Year. Congratulations. And congratulations on catching me at the age of 65.
You're 65?
Yeah, I know. I only look 55. Thank you. It's very good, Governor. I like that.
It's a belated, very liberating day.
Belated happy birthday. How are you doing?
I'm doing. Are you telling me Simon Cowell is driving an Uber?
No. Not Simon Cowell. Uber, whoever this other guy is, Finkelman or whatever his name was. You don't remember that, do you? I don't think you do. I don't see you as an American Idol kind of guy, really.
My kids were. I'll tell you that. We were passionate. Oh, that's Kelly Clarkson fan.
That's good taste. That's good taste on everybody's part. Well, governor-elect or governor, I don't know. What are we supposed to call you? I mean, this is confusing.
How about Ned?
All right, how about Ned? Mr. Lamont, we'll do that. Right. How has the transition been? Is it what you expected from the time you won the election until now, 4 days, 5 days before your inauguration?
Well, I can tell you there's a heck of a lot to do. I mean, between the election, you've got to staff up a government and think about how to fix a $1 billion hole in the budget and be ready to go on January 9th. So and then you got Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's in there. So it kept me pretty busy, and we're ready to go. I have been so blessed that everybody that we have asked to serve in this tough time is stepped up. And I think we've got a really good team to help us get through some complicated times when it comes to the budget.
Governor, do you think that, two points. One is a lot of people get elected. They get into office and go, oh, my God, I had no idea it was this bad. So there's that. But the other thing is I think, you have to, because of your business background, it seems to me you could possibly change the way the state is run.
I would say the bad news is overstated when you look at the state of Connecticut as a whole and how our major businesses are doing, the employment, our university system. We've got some amazing momentum in that front, which I've got to do everything I can to keep moving.
Right.
The cloud hanging over us is this fiscal crisis right out of Hartford, Connecticut, where it accelerates by about $400 million a year in fixed costs. And that's what I really feel an urgency to fix. So we get that out of the way and people realize what an amazing state Connecticut is.
You, after your election, went about forming, I think it was 17 subcommittees to look at various issues and problems with the state. Can you just talk about your thinking on that and what you've liked about what those committees have brought to the table?
I like the fact that we thought we'd have 100 people who wanted to volunteer on our policy committees, and we ended up with hundreds.
Jeez.
I like the fact that they're, come out of the private sector as well as the public, and Republicans and Democrats. So that was really good. And what's main thing of interest to me has been the common themes. Theme number one, departments are a little out of date in the sense that they have their own silo. And if you want to do economic development, it's not DECD, but it's also workforce development and it's environmental approval. So I got to figure out how to get these departments to work together. And secondly, government is sort of a data-free zone, antique information technology. Another reason these departments don't talk to each other very well. Those are two overwhelming themes I've heard.
The other thing was big. When Barbara Waters was head of DAS, she was talking a lot about, and from what I understand, various departments, various, travel or DOT can't talk to Department of Labor, something like that, because the computers are all on different systems. Are you going to try and homogenize that a bit? That would help.
Yeah, I am. We got a nationwide search out for a chief technology officer. Like you see in a a Fortune 100 company with $20 billion in revenues. That's how I see the state of Connecticut. So if I could find that person who then tie together all the different IT people spread across state government, we can get there. You know, it takes 5 years, but we'll get there.
Is there one department, Governor, that as you looked at it, you got a different sense of the problem in it before you were elected governor?
I would say, I'll tell you, the other thing I see is we've got amazingly competent, good people, well-experienced, working in these different departments. And sometimes we don't give them the tools, we don't give them the technology like we're talking about. We have some organizational problems at the top of government, but the folks doing the work are amazing. You know, if I have a priority right now outside of the budget, it's a DAS, Administrative Services. They're the guys that buy things. They're the guys that do personnel. They're the ones that do information technology.
Right.
And I'd like to see a real upgrade there. And we're looking around the country for maybe somebody out of the private sector who's done it for a business.
Well, yeah, and you know, the thing is, I'm looking at the recommendations from those panels you put together, and a number of them were on the spending side. I think there was going to be discounts on colleges. I think tolls were in the mix, some other things that were there. But one of the things you talked about during the campaign was, look, we've got to get together with everybody at the table, and, you know, we've got to look at spending, too. That's going to be difficult, is it not?
So, Ray, each and every one of those reports filters through our budget committee, and we look at the fiscal impact the near term and over the next 5 years. So everything's going to be very strict through that. And absolutely, in IT, information technology over time can really reduce the size of government and make for a much better customer experience. But, you know, I've got to fix the budget in the near term.
Obviously, one of the hot button topics, I don't have to tell you this, is tolls. Your committee recommended tolls. You said it would be taken under advisement. Is that something you have to do sooner rather than later? Come up with an idea on that, or is that something that can be put on the back burner?
No, I think we need a way to pay for 50 years of neglect on our roads and railroads. And we feel that every day, and it's choking out the economic lifeblood of our state. And I can't pay for that by just jacking up gas taxes, which is what we usually do.
Right.
It's the wrong way to go.
Witness
so
friends.
Yeah, I was very specific about putting electronic tolling, so there's no toll booths, electronic tolling on the big tractor trailer trucks, and you know, almost all of which come in from out of state. They're all paying tolls in the states they're coming from. And we're the only ones to give them a freebie, and we can't afford to do that. And I'd like to get electronic tolling on those trucks voted on this coming session.
And, yeah, you coming from Fairfield County, I mean, you certainly know that 95, good Lord, it needs work. But the question is, what can you do with it? Because you really can't expand it.
Best thing I can do is hire the former head of Metro North to be our Commissioner of Transportation.
Okay, yeah, you did. Yeah.
And that will, we've always never had a great relationship with New York, and obviously New York, you know, runs most of Metro North. We just got the Connecticut section of it. So we've got to be able to work together if we're going to accelerate more frequent rail service and get more of those cars off the road. So that's our priority.
One of the things, Governor Malloy had set up a panel to take a look at the issue of tolls. Have they issued their report yet? They still in the process? What's going on there?
They have not issued the report. I think they tried to pay for it out of bonding, which is misplaced.
Yeah.
You know, my recommendation was let's figure out what type of tolling we want to do, and then we can specify from the engineering where we think we ought to set it up. You know, there's gantries, there's GPS, there are a lot of ways to track trucks' mileage if they're coming in and out of the state. So we got to figure out what's the best way to do it.
Governor-elect Ned Lamont with us here on The Morning Show. Jody Ambrosio, Ray Dunaway on WTIC News Talk 1080. How has the communications with Governor Malloy been as far as learning where the secret key is kept at the state capitol and where the refrigerator is? How much time have you spent communicating with the governor?
You know, during this transition, he and Kathy have been incredibly gracious and very helpful. My budget guys have been sitting down with his budget people, you know, for the last 45 days. And the books have been open. It gives us a head start. And that didn't happen in some of the previous administrations. That makes it tough when
you get
sworn in and you walk into OPM, the budget folks, and you're confronted with something. We're not confronted. We know what the situation is, and that gives us a head start. And I thank Dick. I thank Dan a lot for his help there.
Hey, one thing that, and once again, back to the transportation fund and basically the tolls, which would go into the transportation fund, the so-called lockbox. But one of the things I heard from somebody was that if the money doesn't, in other words, you get the proceeds from the tolls, you can put in as much as you want or as little as you want into that little lockbox, which can't be spent for anything other than transportation. Can you make sure that everything off tolls goes to that fund?
One of the recommendations from transport was take it one step further, which was have an independent tolling transit authority like MTA, like they do in other states. So just keep the politicians just can't touch the money on its way anywhere either, and it goes just to transportation. And that's something I got to look at just to make sure there's no politics involved in this.
When you look at all the various government agencies we have in the state, Governor Lamont, are there places that you see you can make immediate cuts and places where things would have to be done on a more staggered basis?
There are significant, cuts or streamlining that we can do over the course of 4 years. Immediate cuts. I'll tell you one funny story. Right after Bob Stefanowski called up to succeed, one of the first calls I got was Charlie Baker, who is the governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And congratulations, Ned. Let's talk about buying pharma together. You know, not a lot of small talk, but the theory was let the Massachusetts and Connecticut, and say Rhode Island, pool our purchasing power to go out and buy, pharmaceuticals, which is for our state employees and even Medicaid. There's significant savings. Whether I can get that done in time for this first budget, I hope so.
Well, as you know, you're going to be sworn in next week, Wednesday it is, the 9th. And so what's going to be your first thing as governor? What's the first thing you want to get done?
First thing I personally am going to do is go to as many of the departments as I can and look at the folks who do the work for the state of Connecticut and tell them I appreciate everything they're doing and their service. And we're going to have a system in place to get some ideas in terms of how we should be saving money or just how we should be doing things better. I want to open up that line of communication because it's been sort of closed. And right on the heels of that, Ray, is, start circulating with labor and business and our Republicans and Democrats my best ideas in terms of how we get this budget into balance and cut spending. And but I've got to get a budget that's honestly balanced so that our teachers and our mayors and our small business know what this budget's going to look like, not just next year, but for the next few years.
When you formed your initial group that was going to give you advice and work with you on stuff, you went bipartisan. And obviously bipartisanship has gotten better as far as the state legislature is concerned. How much discussions have you had with the Republican side of the aisle? And what do you think will be your strength in communicating with Len Fasano and Themis Claridis and their representatives and senators?
Yeah, I've talked to them a bunch, and I think both sides are pretty happy that we're on the same side, which is Team Connecticut. And look, I'm not naive. I'm in a honeymoon period, and it's really nice to me. And then I'm going to put out a budget in February, and everybody's hair is going to be on fire. But at least at least we're at the table, and there's no surprises. And I'm looking for good ideas from them. I'm looking for real ideas for them, not phony ideas. Not we'll start with $5 billion in labor savings, figure it out, Ned. But everybody's been pretty good, and I'm going to make darn sure that we stay at that table. And Len and Themis are going to be there along with the Democratic leadership. Good ideas are great, but then I got to get them through a legislature doesn't always like to make those type of decisions.
Well, and the other thing is, Mayor, Governor, is that there is a progressive caucus now as part of the Democratic delegation in the House. And, you know, they may be resisting some of these things.
Well, we're aligned on a lot of things. I believe that we've moved slowly towards a $15 minimum wage. I think we institute paid family leave this year. So ways that I can show the so-called progressive caucus, we're making changes and making changes in people's lives. But that doesn't obviate the fact that we got a structural deficit and you can't fix it by just jacking up income tax rates. That's just not going to work.
No.
Ray asked you what you wanted to get done right away. My question, Governor, is what's the important notes you want to strike in your inaugural address?
I've got to figure out that balance between a state that has tens of thousands of great jobs that we can't fill,
right.
A state that has so many extraordinary advantages, no more of this down on Connecticut stuff.
I agree.
I'm the guy that knows how to start up a business and give a business community confidence that we're going to get this state growing again. We do have a big deficit out there, and we've got to fix it. And let's not be naive about the scale of the mountain we got to climb.
Governor, have you started talking to the unions? Because I know during the campaign you were saying, well, maybe I can talk to them and, you know, get some give backs or something like that. Have you had contact with them, or is it pretty much just up in the air right now?
No. I have. We've sat down, several times. We haven't talked about we haven't gotten into negotiations about anything.
Yeah.
But we just sat down and we said, look, this is the scale of the, problem. It is growing at about $400 million a year. We've got to figure this out together. There are some savings near term when it comes to health care.
Okay.
And how we buy pharma and what hospitals we go to. And I want to work with you. Pension reform is not something we do to somebody. It's something we do together, and we show the collective bargaining works.
What's the role I'm sorry, go ahead, Governor. I thought you were done.
I'm just gonna, as long as people perceive it as fair, I have a better shot at being able to get this done. That we're not just putting all the burden on state employees, especially the younger ones, who have given up a hell of a lot over the last 5 years.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah, I think it's fundamentally unfair that they have to pay for all the sins of governors going back a generation by burdening them.
What's the role you see of your lieutenant governor playing in your campaign? I know you two were pretty good on the campaign trail together. It doesn't seem like the other side had that kind of togetherness. But how do you see Susan Bicewicz contributing?
Yeah, Susan's been a great partner for me. A lot more in the political game than I am. She knows all the town chairmen. She knows many of the folks in the legislature, both as a time as a legislator and then as Secretary of State.
Right.
So she will be a key outreach for us when it comes to our political outreach there.
Yeah,
that said, the last 8 years she's helped start up a bunch of businesses as an attorney.
Right.
And will be taking a lead role when it comes to working with small business.
And I think with her experience in the House in particular, you're right. She does know people. Maybe she knows how it works. Maybe she knows the ins and the outs. That could be a real help to you.
Man, she doesn't just know people. She goes to Oxford and is on has known the registrar of voters there for 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm introducing myself.
Exactly.
All right, here's the most important question as far as Wednesday is concerned.
Yeah.
How good a dancer are you, and how nervous are you getting out there with Ann to do the, I guess there's a ceremonial first dance or something like that?
Oh, man, I am just a natural.
Happy feet. Happy feet. And Joe Scarborough? I mean, come on. Well, okay. I guess that's why did he get
as long as Mika doesn't sing, I think you're okay.
Yeah.
I heard them play
he's actually
at
pretty
a bar
good.
Called Prohibition where I had a drink. And he's got a really kicking band, I gotta tell you. And I kind of like the fact that Lowe was Connecticut, I'm leaving Connecticut, I'm moving to Florida. Well, he left Florida and moved to Connecticut, so he'll be good.
Go ahead.
Hey, Governor, I just want to go back on one thing. When we were talking about tolls, this was in my mind, and now that I'm as old as you are, kind of forgot about it. Would you be opposed to tolls on all vehicles instead of just trucks? Or do you think that's something that tolls on all vehicles are something coming down the road?
I think it's just too controversial. I mean, I saw, you know, I just went through a campaign. Lamont's got to put a toll booth on everybody's driveway. And
yeah.
Okay, calm down. We're going to do tractor trailer trucks, just like our neighbor in Rhode Island does. And let's try that for 5 years. And if we want to revisit it later, we can do that. But I think it helps us get through the short-term crunch we need to do to start fixing up our roads and railroads.
Okay. Well, listen, and by the way, what is the status? Because I believe there was a lawsuit filed to stop the collection of just trucks.
The truckers don't like it much. There's no question about that. They brought a suit against the state of Rhode Island. I talked to Governor Raimondo. She thinks that's going to be solved in Rhode Island's favor this spring. So we'll know a lot in the next few months.
Well, Governor, we thank you for taking as much time as you did this morning to join us. Good luck. We'll look forward to talking to you and having you on our morning show to keep the constituents advised. And enjoy your day on Wednesday.
Come on up January 9th, everybody. It's going to be a hell of a show.
All right.
Thanks, Governor.
Thanks, Gov. All right. Ned Lamont, who will be, as of next week, the governor of the state of Connecticut.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.